Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and the phone lines are wide open for who? For you. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, and you can call into the studio right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. So if you have a Bible question, or if you're dealing with some difficult issue in life, at home, on the job, or wherever it happens to be, give us a call right now. Let us hear from you, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday, we read a top 10 list, and we've had lots of nice response to that. So I wanted to go over that top 10 list again. And yesterday, we watched the inauguration, so we saw the peaceful transfer of power from the Trump administration to the Biden administration. It's something that makes you America unique in the world. We don't see that any other place. And so just that in and of itself is overwhelming. But there was a sea change. Something changed, and there's going to be a change in policy. There's going to be a change in direction. That's just how it works when another party gets into office. Yeah. And lots and lots of people are wringing their hands going, oh, what is this going to mean to me? And how are we going to make it? How are we going to get through? And so yesterday we read 10 things that haven't changed. And I think that's where we have to make our start, is to look at the things that haven't changed. And they all relate to the person and work of Jesus Christ. So the first thing is that he is still the great I am. So that's his name. When the Pharisees had a conversation with him, he looked at him and said, before Abraham was, I am. He was claiming the same name as God the Father. Well, what does that mean for you and for me? Well, he is always going to be who he is to us at any given moment. Yes. He's not going to be anything different than what he is. And what he is always faithful and just and merciful and loving. He's always going to be that for us and to us. So he is the great I am. He's supreme over all. So he hasn't lost his spot in the universe. He is the supreme being in the universe, and he is over all. We see that in Colossians chapter 1. He holds all creation together. So we think this world is just going to unravel. It's going to spin out of control based on what's going on in the world. Well, that's not the case. God is in control. Jesus Christ is holding this creation together. His love for mankind remains the same. I mean, he demonstrated the love of God the Father for us 2,000 years ago in this, that while we were sinners, he died. Well, that love remains. Nothing has changed that. And for those of us who are in Christ, we can even boast that nothing, absolutely nothing, even a change in the White House, can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus. Yeah. His purpose, why he came, that hasn't changed. He came so that we might have life and have it abundantly, or have it to the full. Well, we're going to be able to experience the life of Christ, whether there's a Republican in the White House or a Democrat in the White House. We will still be able to experience the full measure of his life in and through us. His work here on planet Earth, that's not contingent on political parties or political persuasions or anything like that. God's work will continue through Christ.
Yes.
So 2,000 years ago, when he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father, he sent the Spirit to take up residence in mankind. That first gospel sermon that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were added to the body of Christ. Well, guess what? Jesus continues to add people to the body of Christ.
Indeed.
Day in and day out. So we can be prophetic voices concerning this mission. Today, people will be added to the body of Christ. Guess what? Tomorrow, people will be added to the body of Christ. Now, as far as you are concerned, here are some things that haven't changed for you. Your sins are still forgiven. You are still a forgiven person in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation for you. Your identity is unchanged. You're still a child of God. That's who you were on Tuesday. That's who you were on Wednesday. That's who you are today. Why? Because the work of Jesus Christ guarantees it. Jesus Christ continues to dwell in your heart. You are still a dwelling place for the eternal God here on planet Earth. And wherever you are, that is a connection between heaven and earth. That's where heaven and earth meets. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And then with all of this, your hope is solid and sure in Christ Jesus. You've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So your hope remains solid and sure. So these are the things that we as believers need to think about day in and day out. Why? Because these are the things that calm our hearts and minds when life gets all topsy-turvy and things look like they're spinning out of control. When we go back to the basics, when we go back to the things that don't change as far as God himself, the same yesterday, today, and forever, that brings a sense of peace, a sense of calm, a sense of assurance in our lives. So who is this Jesus? He's the Lamb of God that took away our sins. We can rejoice that our sins have been forgiven in him.
Bob, thanks for those opening thoughts. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us today. We'd love for you to join us by phone at 844-322-2742. That's good, of course, in the U.S. and Canada. And the lines are wide open for you right now, 844-322-2742. And friends, if you've been listening to Basic Gospel for any time at all, you know that Bob Christopher is frequently producing new resources to help you hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. And for those of you who support Basic Gospel with your prayers and your gifts this month, we'll be sending you the latest resource. It's called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional. It's your opportunity to fully immerse yourself in a month-long look at the person and work of Jesus Christ. And it's our way of saying thanks for your gift to support this ministry in the month of January. Again, you can make your gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Well, once again, the phone number, everybody, we'd love to hear from you, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to a viewer on our YouTube channel, Lola's. Asked this question. She says, God bless you, brothers. A lot of people don't believe in the Trinity because it's not mentioned in the Bible. What do you think about that? Well, you're exactly right, Lola's. The word Trinity is not found in the Bible. So I think that's why people have a lot of problems with the Trinity, because that word isn't in the Word of God. But the concept, the truth, the reality of it is everywhere.
Sure.
We see God the Father, we see God the Son, we see God the Spirit, and that is the fullness of the Godhead. So they are one in essence, three in function, and that's how we have to see it. Now, are our minds going to fully comprehend the fullness of the Godhead? Absolutely not. I mean, our minds are finite. They're just going to contain so much information. God is infinite. But the fact is this: He has revealed himself in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We see that back in the book of Genesis. We see the Spirit hovering over the earth before creation began. We see a plural of God: let us make man in our image. Who is the us? Well, it's the fullness of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. We see throughout the Word of God also that when we come to Christ, God takes up residence in us. We see in the book of John that God the Father abides in us. We see in Colossians 1:27 that Christ in us is our hope of glory. We also see Galatians chapter 4, I think it's verse 7, that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We also see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that we are one with God in spirit. So we see God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit living inside of us. Well, what is that? That's the Trinity.
Yeah.
That's the fullness of the Godhead in us.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, friends, we love hearing from you, so we'd love to hear from you right now. As a matter of fact, at 844-322-2742, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and again, we're glad you're with us. 844-322-2742. Bob, this call came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yeah, hi, my name's Larry, calling from British Columbia, Canada. It seems like churches have different opinions about where we stand based on the events and the signs that we see in the natural world, based on prophecies and different things that have been spoken over Trump and Biden and different events taking place. And I was wondering what your feeling was about division between different churches and the ideas around, you know, vaccines and what, you know, vaccines could lead to. And thanks. Bye for now.
Thanks,
well,
Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Thanks for opening up a huge can of worms right there.
You can handle it.
yes. As far as that goes, I mean, we have to get down to this reality concerning matters. You know, we can make individual decisions about certain matters, whether we're going to take a vaccine or not take a vaccine. Hopefully, as believers in Christ, when we make those decisions, it's going to be made being constrained or compelled by the love of God, that we're not just making a decision based on us, based on what I want, but we're making a decision based on the common good, what's based on the love of God for people. Now, as far as prophecies and signs and those sort of things are concerned, we're actually going to release a video about prophecy tomorrow on our YouTube channel. We're going to ask and answer that question, what is prophecy all about? And what we see in the Word of God is the prophets of God, the genuine, the true prophets of God, spoke a message concerning Christ. So when Jeremiah spoke, he certainly foretold some events that were going to happen to the nation of Israel about the Babylonian captivity and what was going to happen to the people. He also foretold the goodness of God sticking with them through that. But all of that was under a big umbrella of information God was giving out to the people concerning Jesus Christ. So we know that all the prophets testified to Jesus, to his sufferings, and to his eventual ascension into heaven. So all the prophets testified to that. Jesus said as much. I mean, he said to the Pharisees, you diligently search the scriptures in hopes that you're going to find eternal life. Well, these are the scriptures that testify about me. On the road to Emmaus, he met with those two disciples, and he explained to them everything from the law and the prophets concerning himself. So all the prophets had a message concerning Jesus. And we've talked time and time again, there were over 300 specific prophecies about Jesus. The fact that he was born in Bethlehem, prophesied by a prophet of God. God had given a direct message to Micah concerning the birthplace of Jesus in Bethlehem. We see in Isaiah, a child is going to be born of a virgin. We see that prophecy, and it happened.
Yep.
So this was a direct message from God foretelling a future event concerning Jesus Christ. Now, we see a lot of prophecies happening in the world today. There is a movement out there called the New Apostolic Reformation. It's a kind of a loose organization of various people and churches and different ministries. And they believe that there are a new kind of brand of prophets and apostles that will be guiding the church today in world events and world activities. And it's from a lot of these people that some of these prophecies concerning political things have been taking place. Now,
can I just interject something? My Inside the Studio this weekend is going to address that very thing, and I would really recommend it to everybody.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what concerns me about a lot of these prophecies is that you never hear the name of Jesus ever mentioned in these prophecies. Yeah. It's all about something that's going to happen. And then when it doesn't come true, so like over 40 people prophesied that Trump was going to be reelected in 2020.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't happen. Well, have we heard from any of those prophets coming out saying, hey, I was wrong, I missed the message? Well, here's what that tells you about their prophecy. It was a false prophecy.
Yes.
It was not a direct message from God. So we have to learn to discern what is real and what is counterfeit. John gives us a test in his first letter. He says this, that anyone who proclaims that Jesus came in the flesh is of God. Now, why was he saying that? Well, back in his day, people were prophesying about Jesus, and they were saying that he was just a spirit being, that he wasn't truly flesh and blood. Well, what does that do? It takes away the gospel. It takes away his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So it just absolutely eliminates the good news.
Yeah.
So that was a prophecy based on lies. So it was anti-Christ. And that test still applies today. If we want to have some discernment about some of these prophecies that are taking place, prophecies on the political spectrum, prophecies concerning the time of Christ's return. I mean, years ago, 1988, there was a book, 88 Reasons
yeah.
that Jesus, or the rapture is going to take place in 1988, and it didn't happen. And so the next year, there was a little booklet, 89 Reasons, it's going to happen in 1989. So they talk about hearing a direct message from God, and yet when their prophecy doesn't come true, they never come back and say, wow, I missed it.
Yeah.
And but we need to have some discernment. Sometimes I look out there in the Christian world and think, when did we become so gullible that we would just believe anything that anybody says? And that's kind of the way it is now.
Yeah.
And we have to have some discernment. And guess what? We have a discerner living inside of us. His name is the Holy Spirit. And if we will just trust him to help us kind of look through what's going on and compare it to what the Word of God has to say, we're going to be able to stand strong despite of what all of these so-called prophets may be saying. So let's get our discerners out and recognize if there's going to be a prophet sent by God, he's going to give us a message concerning Jesus Christ. And that's the way they've been in the past. He has spoken to us today in Jesus. Anyone that's going to exercise the gift of prophecy today is going to do so giving a message concerning Jesus, one that's going to be for the common good, one that is going to encourage, build up, and bring comfort to people's hearts.
Well, Larry, Bob said at the outset of his answer that you had opened up a can of worms. I think he did pretty well on that. Thank you, my friend. Very good. Larry, hope you're listening, and hope you are benefiting by what you're hearing. And friends, once again, we extend our deepest thanks to each of you who stands with us in support of Basic Gospel and the message of grace in Jesus Christ every day, every month. And many of you have heard, believed, and are living in the good news of Jesus, and we're very thankful for that. And for each of you who donates during January to help us keep on proclaiming this message, well, we want to send you a brand new Hear It, Believe It, Live It resource called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional by Bob Christopher. It was written, as I said, by Bob to help you grow in your Christian life and take a fresh look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Be sure to request your copy when you make your gift of support for Basic Gospel this month of January. You can do that now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. Well, we had this question, Bob, from Angela. She says, with so many different Christian churches and their various differences regarding how they interpret Scripture, can I be assured that I, as long as I have repented of my sins, faithfully accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, have been fully immersed, baptized, and try every day to become more like Jesus, that my salvation and entrance into God's kingdom is secure, regardless of what church I belong to? I am worried that certain different beliefs and practices might nullify an individual's salvation.
Well, Jesus is the one who saves. He saves by grace through faith. That's how it works. So if he saves you, you're saved. And it's guaranteed because of his finished work on the cross, because of his indestructible life. So when you're saved, you cross over from death to life. Jesus Christ comes to live inside of you. His life is now your life. Since his life is an indestructible life, guess what? Your life is an indestructible life. So that's the good news. So, Angela, you have listed in here quite a number of things. If you've repented of your sins, if you've faithfully accepted Jesus, if you've been water baptized, fully immersed, not just sprinkled, not just dunked generally, but really pushed down deep in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you're trying every day to become more like Jesus, well, you've got a long list of things. And, you know, the first two sound okay, and then you add baptism to the mix, and then you add trying to become more like Jesus. Well, that's going to trip you up, because every day you're going to have thoughts that don't align with what Jesus would think. You're going to have desires of the flesh that are going to pop up in your life, and that's not going to align with Jesus's life. And so you're going to live in constant fear that your salvation might be forfeited. Now, God doesn't want that for you. So let's just stick with what Jesus did. Jesus forgave all of your sins through his death on the cross. So the punishment that you deserved, Jesus took. He stepped in your shoes. He took the punishment that you deserved, freeing you from the punishment of sin.
Right.
That's good news. So there's not a sin in your life that hasn't already been judged, hasn't already been condemned, hasn't already been punished. Those are not only past sins, that's going to be future sins as well. So tomorrow, when you sin, as soon as you sin, it's a past sin.
Yes.
It's been dealt with. It's been handled by Jesus Christ. So there's nothing to fear as far as that is concerned. He took your sins upon himself, and in exchange, he gave you his righteousness. So you stand right in the sight of God, not because you were baptized in water, not because you're trying to become more like Jesus, just because he freely justified you by his grace. So you stand in that. He made you alive together with Christ. So you've crossed over from death to life. Well, he's not going to reverse that. He's not going to kill you if you get out of line, put you to death if you get out of line. Why? Because the punishment has already been dealt with in Christ.
Right.
So when he made you alive, that's eternal life. You're going to be eternally alive, and then he's come to live inside of you through his Spirit. So his Spirit has promised he will never leave you nor forsake you. So when you're in Christ, you are secure forever. He puts you in his hands, and then he puts you in the Father's hands, and no one can snatch you away. So you are eternally secure. John says, I write these things so that you may know that you have everlasting life. If you have the Son, you have the life, and that will never, ever change.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If there's something you'd like us to talk about on the Basic Gospel program, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and we hope you'll support this ministry with your prayers and gifts And, of course, you can do that with the gift at basicgospel.net. And as you make your January gift, we want to send you a brand-new Hear It, Believe It, Live It resource called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional. Be sure to request your copy when you make your donation at basicgospel.net. Tomorrow on Basic Gospel, we will continue in our Friday teaching series called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace from the study guide of that same name. And until then, for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, wishing you a good evening in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.